With a look at your latest local news, I'm Jevy Ebanks. Police are searching for two masked men after an attempted armed robbery in Prospect today. The incident happened just after 12 p.m. on Shamrock Road, where officers say the pair tried to steal an e-bike. The owner intervened and was struck in the head by one of the suspects. A flare gun was also discharged during the confrontation, though no one was injured by the shot. The victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. The suspects escaped on foot and have not yet been found. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Georgetown Police Station or to submit an anonymous tip to Cayman Crime Stoppers. To the courts, the trial of Claiborne Billy Ebanks resumed today in Grand Court, where he faces charges of causing death by dangerous driving and driving under the influence, allegations he denies. Defense attorney Amelia Fossahini continued questioning the former Bodentown police station manager who was on duty when Mr. Ebanks turned himself in after the November 2024 crash on Seaview Road near Health City. The collision killed a 32-year-old man. The court heard that Mr. Ebanks appeared panicked, telling officers an unseen man stepped into the road, causing the crash. He was arrested and taken to the Georgetown Hospital, where he cooperated with a police request for a sample of blood. Officers said he was visibly distressed and was repeatedly apologizing. Senior Crown Prosecutor Kenneth Ferguson has now called a crash analyst, whose evidence is set to continue tomorrow. Georgetown West MP and Deputy Speaker of Parliament, the Honourable Perlina McGall-Lumsden, says Caymanians should have a fair opportunity to participate in and benefit from one of the most important sectors of the local economy. Radio Cayman's April Cummings has more.
In a statement today, the Georgetown West Member of Parliament announced she is bringing forward a motion calling for consideration of reserving certain real estate transaction activities for qualified Caymanian real estate professionals. Mrs. McGall-Lumsden says that as the islands continue to develop, Caymanians must not be spectators to growth, but active participants in it. The statement goes on to say that protecting opportunities for Caymanians while maintaining a thriving business environment is not mutually exclusive. She calls it responsible leadership. The MP says she remains committed to advocating for policies that create opportunity, strengthen local participation, and help Caymanians build lasting economic security for themselves and for their families. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
Thank you, April. Cayman advisors say the Common Reporting Standard, or CRS 2.0, is tightening information standards and local contract requirements for financial institutions. Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports.
In a recent briefing, Lisa Page, an associate in Maple's Cayman Islands Regulatory and Financial Services team, says the new rules raise expectations on the information institutions hold and report, and add a Cayman-based contact requirement.
Also imposed a new accurate, adequate, and current information standard on registration and reporting information. Also introduced a new requirement for there to be a Cayman Islands-based principal point of contact, or a PPOC, and also brought digital currencies and crypto assets into scope of the CRS regime.
Page says firms will need that physical point of contact in place by the end of January next year.
Entities will want to have their ducks in a row and have that Cayman Islands-based PPOC lined up by the 31st of January next year, as this is a requirement for all FIs.
Turning to digital assets, Daniel Moore, an of counsel in Maple's Hong Kong-based regulatory and financial services team, says the crypto environment in major jurisdictions has moved beyond uncertainty into more structured regulatory engagement.
The overarching theme this year is very much that the crypto environment has, in most major jurisdictions, be that the US, the EU, Middle East, Hong Kong, Singapore, really has shifted from this period of regulatory uncertainty to one of more kind of structured engagement where the parameters are a bit clearer. And now the conversation isn't so much about whether assets, digital assets, will be regulated, but how these competing regimes interact.
Page and Moore spoke in the Cayman Islands regulatory briefing hosted by Maples, which they describe as a general update only and not legal advice. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
In other local news, the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service visits Cayman Brac and Little Cayman to hear from residents what they think are the most pressing issues for officers to focus on. Sister Islands Police Inspector Leslie Lang.
Talking to the public is utmost important, because without talking to the public, we cannot get feedback, to which it's matters that we have to act on accordingly. So talking to members of the public is key. So keeping that alive and active communication with the members of the public is what we're here to do and continue to do.
The meeting moves to Bodden Town on Monday. You can find a full list of upcoming meetings at radiocayman.gov.ky under community events. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. To the summary court, a tourist who had brought cannabis-infused gummies into Cayman has been discharged absolutely after pleading guilty in the summary court. Roger Allen Gunlock admitted importing a controlled drug when he appeared before Magistrate Her Honor Philippa McFarland earlier today and was ordered to pay a $540 cost fee. Gunlock arrived on a private aircraft from Dayton earlier this month, and custom officers found a sealed bottle of THC gummies during a routine search. His lawyer, Richard Barton, said Gunlock had not tried to conceal the product, noting that they were medically prescribed for chronic insomnia and were legally purchased in his home state of Ohio. The court heard that Mr. Gunlock suffers severe health complications and was in the island as a retreat after surviving multiple life-threatening events. The court accepted that he had no criminal history, showed remorse, and faced exceptional personal circumstances, and recorded no conviction. Local students get schooled on farming, horticulture, and food security. CIGTV's Levita Thompson has more with DOA Director Wilbur Welcome.
The Department of Agriculture recently recognized the International Day of Plant Health by hosting a special art competition to engage Cayman students on the importance of agrohealth to Cayman's plant and food security. DOA recently held an award ceremony at the Georgetown Public Library to award the top students.
We had an arts competition throughout the primary and high schools, so we're giving out awards and celebrating with our participants, which was ranged in great variety from painting to drawings, to poetry. So it was a wonderful event. This is our first time celebrating International Day of Plant Health. Plan to do a lot more celebrations throughout the years to come. So we want to send out the message from now to all the schools out there that next year we'll be seeking your participation in this event once more.
The Department of Agriculture says this initiative aligns with its intention to promote the work of the Department and Ministry of Agriculture by engaging the community on farming, horticulture, and food security.
In other local news, the Cayman Islands National Museum will host a sensory hour on June 13th from 9 to 10 in the morning to give visitors a calmer experience. According to the museum, the session is aimed at individuals and families who can feel overwhelmed in busy, noisy spaces. Visitors will be reduced, noise lowered, and some lighting dimmed to create a quieter setting. Quiet areas will be available for breaks, and staff will be on hand to help throughout the visit. Complimentary sensory kits are included, and all children attending must be accompanied by an adult. Finally, there are a few tickets left for Cayman Drama Society's latest production, In the Heights, which opens tonight at the Prospect Playhouse. And the local cast is promising you one heck of a show.
Whether you're a longtime theater fan or seen your very first musical, this is an experience you won't want to miss.
I'm Benny, and In the Heights is bringing the rhythm, the heart, and the energy of the barrio straight to the stage.
I'm Daniela.
And honey, you do not want to miss the gossip, the dancing and the music, and of course the pure energia of In the Heights.
Hey yo, let me tell you something. In the Heights isn't just a musical, it's a whole vibe.
I'm Nina Rosario, and In the Heights is a story about family, sacrifice, dreams, and finding your place in the world.
Piragua, piragua, cold treats, sweet flavors, and the coolest vibes in Washington Heights.
Audio there from BPS Great Performances, showcasing the original Tony Award-winning musical, In the Heights. Shows continue on the weekend through the 14th of June, and you can get your tickets at cds.ky. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman Newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.